in a colorless landscape. The future has promise. What the world needs is a shining hope. Bringing talk radio back to life. Welcome to WMLR. More Life Radio. It's real radio on a blog platform. WMLR Radio. How hot is hot? And welcome, WMLR, More Life Radio proudly presents Children of the Sun, with your host, Rasan Ansu.
Thank you for joining us today. How is everybody doing? I just want to know how everybody is doing. This is the inaugural show of the Children of the Sun Youth Broadcasting Academy. And as you know, I'm your host, Rasan Ansu Scott. You can call me Rasan Ansu. I'm just very excited to be here today on this June 14th, 2 weeks until my birthday. I'm very excited. And I'm very happy to be doing this, hosting this program. I feel like this can be a very beneficial program for the youth to be able to learn the broadcasting business and the radio industry. I think it's a very good program. I think the possibilities of this program is very endless, and I'm just, like I said, I'm very excited. And so like I said, I'm just very excited. This is my first show, and excuse me for that, but as you know, I'm Rasan Scott. I'm 17 years old, turning 17 years old in 2 weeks on the 28th, and I'm just very happy to be doing this. I'm a little nervous, but this is my first show, as I said. And
hold tap, and thank you for tuning in to Children of the Sun, exclusively on WMLR, More Life Radio, real radio on a blog talk platform.
Okay, without further ado, before I get anything started, I would like to pay the bills and give a shout out to our sponsors.
of the Sun is being brought to you exclusively by WMLR, More Life Radio, real radio on a blog talk platform. Eclipse Production, the ultimate in voice work. Contact Terry Chisholm, also known as the Maestro, at 810-515-6095. Samuel Rain Benjamin, also known as Complicated Passions, writer, poet, spoken word. Contact Victoria Woods for booking at 323-379-8952. More talk with Felicia Daniels and Tahuti the Fly Virgo. You can locate the show on WMLR More Life Radio Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Welcome Home Foundation, reconnecting the disconnected, and Virgos helping others. We thank our sponsors for this opportunity to bring this youth broadcasting workshop to you and your children. Children of the Sun is a free youth broadcasting workshop dealing in forming and shaping the future of broadcasting. Working with children between the ages of 6 to 18, we urge you to get your children involved with this opportunity of a lifetime. Please contact Tahuti the Fly Virgo at 614-354-2201. And now, back to our show, Children of the Sun, with your host, Rashawn Anson.
Welcome back to WMLR, More Life Radio, and the Children of the Sun Youth Broadcasting Academy. I would advise and encourage anybody who's listening to call in, please call in to the station 646-564-9589. Press 1 if you have anything to say. As you know, I'm your host, Rashawn Ansel, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. I'm 16 right now, turning 17 in 2 weeks on June 28th. Very excited about that. I was born in Flint, Michigan, and I grew up north in Columbus, Ohio, most of my life, and now I live down south in Louisiana, and I love the weather down here. It's way better than Ohio, but, you know, I play basketball. I'm going into my senior year, my final year in high school. I plan on furthering my education at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and I'm very excited about that. I maintain a high GPA with 3.6, and I also play basketball. I have played football, and I'm very athletic. I love sports, basketball, football. I love watching those two sports. I'm a pretty amazing chess player and trumpeter. And that's enough about me. But now I would like to take this opportunity to bring in my father, the reason why I'm doing this right now. He inspired me to do this, and I'd like to bring him in. You know him as Tahuti the Fly Virgo. I know him as my dad. Here he is.
Woo, man. Hey, great job, son. I'm very proud. I'm so glad to be here. I'm glad that you asked me to be your first guest, man. I wouldn't have had it any other way. You know, kicking it off Scott style. You know how we do it.
Yes.
And
yes,
you sounded great, man. How you feeling, man? You got them jitters out of the way yet?
Yes, sir. I think I got them out for the most part. It's still there a little bit, but I'll be all right. Moving on.
All right. Yes, well, let me first say, man, that I love you, and I'm so glad that you're doing this, and you're doing an awesome job. We worked hard to put this together, and I love what you're representing, and you know, you're a pioneer tonight. You're making history tonight, and you should be proud of that. And we do encourage our listeners. First, we want to thank you for tuning in to the kickoff of WMLR, Children of the Sun Youth Broadcasting Academy. I want to send some love out to my partner and fellow program director, Miss Felicia Daniels, Hotep Queen. Hope all is well. And to all the youth and the children listening, we encourage you to get on this train. We're going to teach you everything you need to know about broadcasting and try to put, you know, and promotions and everything else. So if it's not radio broadcasting, right, Rashawn, we're going to teach them a whole lot of different things. Why don't you tell them a little bit about the program, son, if you will?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, at this program, we want to help the youth learn about broadcasting, production, and multiple things. And I'm just happy about it because I have the honor of being the first student at this broadcasting academy, and I think that's a very tremendous opportunity for me. And so I just want to ask you, can you further explain that? I would like to ask you if you can further explain the academy for those who may not understand it. So
sure, I can give a little more detail. The whole object of this is for us to become active in what our children are doing, okay? And so myself, Lisa Daniels, Sean, a really good friend, our program manager, she's going to be helping out with the program, the Children of the Sun Academy. And the whole idea and purpose of this is to nation build. Most people who listen to WMLR have become accustomed to hearing us saying that. And we mean it when we say it, and this is proof. We wanted to give an opportunity for families who may not be able to afford a further or an outside education. This gives them an opportunity to allow their children to learn an actual skill. If it's not radio broadcasting, then perhaps it's production, because they're going to learn that. We have three areas that we're going to teach, and that is broadcasting, production, and promotions. Promotions is vital. If you've seen the flyers, and you know that's vital, and so the children will learn how to do that. We're going to invoke their creativity. Rashawn, you've already got a topic for your next show, right? Why don't you talk a little bit about the topic and how you came about the topic?
Well, yes, sir. I do have a topic for my next show, which is the 28th, and my next topic will be, and I think this is fitting because school has just got let out for the summer, and it is summertime. And my next topic will be about after graduation, what are your plans after you graduate? I came to this topic because most of my friends graduated, and after talking with them, they tell me like they want to go to college, or they want to go to the military, or they want to go to work. And I just wanted to shed some light on other possibilities that you can turn to. And so that's my topic, and I'm really looking forward to that. I really hope you tune in on the 28th, the same time. So that's what
it sounds like. It's going to be a very powerful topic too, son. That's a great topic, a great question, because as you said, a lot of young people don't really know what they're going to do, and a lot of it has to do with finances. You know, let's be honest, kids your age are very intelligent, very smart, and you guys see what's going on. Although the parents, we do our best to try to shield you from it, a lot of times we're not successful in that because you are intelligent. And I really believe you guys are a lot smarter than we were because you have access to this information out here. My hope is to get the young people into using the information in their favor. We spend a lot of time on the internet looking up garbage and nonsense. Let's do something that's going to be creative, something that they can look back, something that'll have. They're actually going to have a show like tonight. You know, instead of my voice, there'll be another young person on here with you, and you guys will really be doing this. And I'm just excited about it, man. And, you know, you inspire me, son. And so, you know, I wanted to be able to give back to you and make sure that I can leave you something that you can grow and continue to grow if you choose. You know, that's totally up to you. So now let me ask you some questions, because it's all about you tonight. It's not about me. Let me switch it up and I'll interview you. How about that? Will that'll help you out a little bit?
Yes, sir. That would definitely help out.
That'll definitely help you out. All right, I got you, son. So you say you're about to be 17. Your birthday is coming up on the 28th. Do you have any big plans for your birthday?
No, sir, I do not have any plans. My plans, I will probably wake up and go play basketball. That is probably it. I really love playing basketball. It makes me happy, and I just love it. Yes, sir.
Well, that's good, and I know you're doing. Speaking of basketball, you played yesterday, right? Why don't you tell the people about your day yesterday and how it ended up? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yesterday, we traveled to a place called Alexandria, Louisiana, and we played a total of 8 games down there, and I had a pretty successful day. I got to play with the varsity team and had some success doing that, and also I hit a game-winning shot, and the shot to send it to overtime in back-to-back games, and I was very excited about that, yes, sir. And also, all my hard work has been is paying off recently, and I give 110%. I'm just happy about it.
Okay. That's awesome, man. I'm very proud of you, by the way. Young Clutch, I know you like to call yourself Buckets. That's your little self-proclaimed nickname. I know all about it. So I'm very happy for you, son. All right, let's get into it. I love for our children to talk about some serious current events and issues, because what you come to discover is how brilliant they really truly are. I did a show, me and Felicia did a show called To Be Young, Gifted, and Black when we were with our old Universal Radio station. And it was an awesome, awesome experience. Rashawn, you sat in with us then on that show as well, and you did an awesome and incredible job. So I was very proud of you that night. And we talked about some serious issues, and you really blew me away, son, I have to say. So I've been waiting on this opportunity. When you let me know that you wanted me to come on board with you and do this, I have some questions that I want to shoot your way. First, let's talk about the current state of the young black youth. What's your take on what's going on amongst your peers? How do you see it? What problems do you see? And what shining lights, what good things, good qualities do you see amongst your peers?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I want to, regarding my peers that I know personally, because I cannot speak for the whole population in general, but for the people that I know, I feel like there's good and bad, but I feel like a lot of times we focus on the wrong things. As far as, like, who is, like who's dating who or who doesn't like who, and we're not focused on things that will help us as a generation improve. But as far as the good qualities that we have, I feel like we don't always take yes or no for an answer. We always try to figure out why things are a certain way. And I feel like we are proactive in most of the things, like regarding our society, as far as, you know, police brutality, we'll get out and protest against that. And that's what I like about that, about our generation. Yes, sir.
Okay. That's a good answer. All right. Now, speaking of the police brutality, we are seeing it at an outrageous rate. Just here now, the latest is a 17-year-old girl. In Colorado somewhere, I believe it was Denver, if I'm not mistaken, who was shot and killed by the police. She's unarmed. Now, here's a 17-year-old teenage girl. Then we know that young black men are being gunned down at, like, once or twice every week now. It seems that way. If it's not, I don't want to quote those as accurate facts, but it seems that way. And by the way, let me say this before I go further. WMLR, More Life Radio, Real Radio on a Blog Talk platform, we do encourage you to give us a call, 646-564-9589. You are locked in with the WMLR, Children of the Sun Youth Broadcasting Academy. So very proud to launch it. This is our kickoff night, and hosting the show is my son, of whom I am very proud of, Mr. Rashawn Ansu. And I'm so glad that you're doing this with us, son. How are you feeling now? Everything settled down now? Your belly settled down?
Yes, sir. Everything's doing fine. Yeah, I'm feeling fine. But to go in on the topic that you brought up about the Denver girl, I read earlier today that she was driving a stolen car, and that's why they let the police officer off the hook for that. And I just want to know how you feel about that, how they let the officer.
How they let the officer go. We are seeing this, and the thing about it is coming into a full understanding about law. When you understand what the law is, then it's easier for you to deal. I tell you all the time how to talk if a police officer pulls you over. You are not to be cussing and it's about the energy a lot of times that people put off. We have to learn that lesson, but that's a whole nother show. So I won't go that route. It wouldn't have mattered to me if the young lady was coming out of a store with a pocket full of Zoom Zooms and Wham Whams. That's no reason for police to instantly shoot. And that is the problem that we see happening. The police are, and then you can go on YouTube and see videos of crazy people who are actually attacking the police, and they never shoot them. But here now, our young melanated kids are being gunned down at a rampant rate. And it's just, I just think it's absurd, son. How does it make you feel as a young teenager, a young black teen, growing up in a society that's really saying they don't care about you? What kind of mental place does that put, would you say? You can't speak for everybody, but you're representing your age group, your peers tonight. What kind of mindset does that put you all in, when you're talking amongst your friends about these incidents like the young lady in Colorado?
Yes, sir. Well, first I would like to say that I don't agree that all cops are bad. There are good cops and there are bad cops. But to answer your question, I feel like I don't think that we feel safe walking down the street knowing that it could be our last day, like if we encounter a police officer, or if I'm with a group of my friends, that we might be targeted just because we're a group of young black individuals walking down the street or in a car. And I just don't feel safe at times. And some of my friends, they don't feel safe either. But I think some of my friends will handle being approached by a cop differently than I would, which may make them at a higher risk than I would be. Because, like you said, it's all about how you, your energy, how you encounter a situation, how you react to a situation. And those are my thoughts on that, yes, sir.
That's excellent. Excellent. That's my man right there. So glad. WMLR, More Life Radio. We are in the building with Rashawn Ansu, the young genius. I'm not just saying it because he's my son, but he is very intelligent and very wise before his years, and we really appreciate it, the hard work that you put into this. So now, let me ask you, okay, there seems to be, I'm just going to put it out there, seems to be a lot of homosexuality going on amongst the teenagers. What is your take on that? We talked about this. I want you to share with the people your position on that, what your thoughts are. Go ahead.
Personally, I feel like I don't have an issue with it personally, but I just think that the media may have a lot to do with it because I feel like with the whole Michael Sam issue, I think it was last year, on ESPN, and mind you, ESPN is based on sports, they showed Michael Sam kissing another man on ESPN, which is about sports. Now, I wondered why this was, but I realized later that week that they are trying to, the media is trying to force homosexuality on the general public to make it seem like it's okay. And I don't have an issue with it, but I just think that the media has a lot to do with that. And now we see the Bruce Jenner / Caitlyn Jenner incident. And, you know, if you look on these reality TV shows, I don't think you can find one without a homosexual star on it. And I think, like I said, I think the media has a lot to do with it. And, Dad, I would like to ask you what your thoughts on this would be.
Well, I think it's, you know, and this is based on studies and research. You know, you know as well as I know that we both are primary researchers and peripheral investigators. I'm trying to encourage and make sure that you do it more, that you don't just excel in the systems school form of education, but you also look outside and start learning about who you really are as a young black man. And I think, you know, with the path you're on, that's going to make you even more powerful. All right, with that being said, and in answer to your question, I think my opinion on it is it's a systematic attack, one that's been going on for a very long time. I know there are going to be a lot of people that disagree, and I, like you, I am not what they call a homophobe. I don't go out and harass homosexuals or anything like that. I just stay in my lane, and they can stay in theirs. And as long as that happens, we're all good. I just think that the power between black love, between a black man and a black woman, is just incredible. And I believe it's under attack. If you look at our history and study the allegory of Aset and Asar and Heru, then you will see right there from the origins, the very origins, that, you know, the real Holy Trinity is where our power comes from. They have made so many attempts to destroy that, from the feminist movement that ended the civil rights movement up to now, like you said, to this push of this homosexual agenda where it's normal and you're wrong if you don't agree with it. I just think it's getting out of hand, but as long as we stay open and focus and study like we're supposed to do and learn and keep learning, because even when you get out of school, son, life is about learning and making right decisions. And about, you know, learning about, like I said, who you are. And so I appreciate that question. That was a good one. Thank you for asking me that. Anyway, WMLR, More Life Radio, you are tuned in into the Children of the Sun Youth Broadcasting Academy, baby. That's right. We had changed it and kind of fumbled around with the name a little bit, Ansu, and you know, that I had a clinic and workshop and names like that. It just sounded so temporary. And this is something that we want to continue, young brother, and I hope that I know you're going to grow in it and excel. What do you think so far about the whole broadcasting and getting prepared? Can you talk about what you went through before the show up to this point? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, sir. Yes, I can. This whole last week and even before this, it's been really hectic. And at first I didn't think it would be that hard, but actually going through it, I was quickly reminded that it's a lot more work than it seems. It takes a lot of hard work, dedication, and you can't just get on here and just wing it. No, sir, you have to dedicate time and effort to this, and that's what we're trying to show the youth, and hopefully we can, you know, get this really booming and make it very successful. Yes, sir.
And the thing about it, just so that people know, Rashawn has been really, he's really busy. He does a lot for my daughter, taking her to basketball practice, track practice, and he goes to basketball practice. He's looking for work, trying to get a job, and I told him, you know, a couple of times, like, son, if this is going to be too much on you, you know, we can just postpone it. And he was like, nah, Dad, no, we're going to get it off the ground, and we're going to make this thing happen. And so I really applaud you, young man, for that, and I really appreciate you. And you're doing an awesome job so far, and I know you're going to get better. And I'm glad you said what you said, because our moniker here at WMLR, More Like Radio, is preparation. That's something that myself and my fellow program director, Ms. Felicia Daniels, is something that we preach. There are a lot of shows that you can tune into, and you'll hear the difference. And I'm not knocking them. Everybody does how they do. As long as you're doing something positive and you're growing and you're uplifting others, then I'm all for it. But I was talking with Brother T.D. Owadu today on his show, and with a couple other elders that were on his show. And they made a comment that just really kind of was like my confirmation answer. And they talked about how we need to get better with our presentation. Do you think that we as a people, do you think that we focus enough on presentation, or do you feel like a lot of times we want to skip steps and just, you know, it's just about doing the show? What do you think about that? Do you think that preparation is necessary, or can you just step up and, hey, pick up the phone or, you know, walk in and, boom, do your thing? What would you say to that?
Preparation is necessary, and everything you want to do in your life. Let me change that. Preparation is necessary if you want to do well and excel in what you want to do. Because anybody can just say, oh, you know, I play basketball, and I like to make analogies with basketball a lot. Anybody can say, oh, I'm just about to go in this game. I don't practice. I don't work out. I'm putting in any extra time outside of practice. And, you know, they may just be average or below average, but if you want to be great, you have to prepare. And yes, sir.
I say, good answer, man. And just so that the people know, these are not scripted questions. We didn't field any of this. This is us just, you know, really kind of letting you know who we are and what the intentions are of the program. Now, answer, we are at the bottom of the hour, 9:32. You want to go ahead and take us into break, brother? Go ahead.
Oh, yes, sir. I would like to thank all the listeners that have been listening for the first half hour. But I would like to take a break, about a 5-minute break. So thank you for all who's listening. And we'll just stay tuned in, and we'll be right back.
Children of the Sun Youth Broadcasting Academy, exclusively on WMLR with your host, Rashawn Ansu. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. Of the Sun Youth Broadcasting Academy, exclusively on WMLR with your host, Rashawn Ansu. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Up. You can be anything in the world, and God we trust, an architect, doctor, maybe an actress, but nothing comes easy, it takes much practice. Like, I met a woman who's becoming a star, she was very beautiful, leaving people in awe, singing songs, Lena Horne, but the younger version, hung with the wrong person, got a strong one at heroin, cocaine, sniffing up drugs, all in the nose, could have died so young, now looks ugly and old, no fun, cause now when she reaches for hugs, people hold their breath, cause she smells of corrosion and death. Watch the company you keep, and the crowds you bring, cause they came to do drugs and you came to sing. So if you're gonna be the best, I'ma tell you how. Put your hands in the air and take the vow. I know I can,
I know I can.
Be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
if I work hard at it,
I'll be where I wanna be. Boys and girls, listen again. This is for grown-looking girls who's only 10. The ones who watch videos and do what they see, as cute as can be, up in the club with fake ID.
careful, for you meet a man with HIV. You can host a TV like Oprah Winfrey. Whatever you decide, be careful, some men be rapists, so act your age, don't pretend to be older than you are. Give yourself time to grow. You're thinking he can give you wealth, but so young boys, you can use a lot of help, you know. You're thinking life's all about smoking weed and ice. You don't want to be my age and can't read and write, begging different women for a place to sleep at night. Smart boys turn them in and do whatever they wish. If you believe you can achieve, then say it like this. I know I can.
I know I can.
Be what I want to be.
Be what I want to be.
If I work hard at it.
If I work hard at it.
I'll be where I want to be.
I'll be where I want to be.
Now, go.
It's the WMLR, Tuner of the Sun Youth Broadcasting Academy.
We came to this country. We were kings and queens, never porch monkeys. There was empires in Africa called Kush, Timbuktu, where every race came to get books to learn from black teachers who taught Greeks and Romans, Asian Arabs, and gave them gold. When gold was converted to money, it all changed. Money then became empowerment for Europeans. The Persian military invaded. They heard about the gold, the teachings, and everything sacred. Africa was almost robbed naked. Slavery was money, so they began making slave ships. Egypt was the place that Alexander the Great went. He wasn't shocked that the mountains were black faces. Shot up their nose to impose what basically still goes on today, you see. If the truth is told, the youth can grow. They learn to survive until they gain control. Nobody says you have to be gangsters, hoes. Read more, learn more, change the globe. Ghetto children, do your thing. Hold your head up, little man, you're a king. Young princess, when you get your wedding ring, your man is saying, she's my queen. I know I can.
I know I can.
Be what I wanna be.
Be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it.
If I work hard at it.
I'll be where I wanna be.
I'll be where I wanna be.
Hotep, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Thank you for sitting with us.
Hotep, and thank you for tuning in to Children of the Sun, exclusively on WMLR, More Life Radio, real radio on a Blog Talk platform.
Hotep, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for sticking with us throughout the break. Thank you for joining us. If any new callers have, or any new listeners have joined, thank you. This is WMLR, More Life Radio, and the Children of the Sun Youth Broadcasting Academy. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening. And we're having a great time here. I'm with my dad, Kahui, the Fly Virgo. We're having a good time.
Yes, indeed. Enjoying the conversation, son, and the music, and you're doing great, man. You're doing a great job. I'm just really, really proud right now. Really proud father, and just happy. This is a great father and son experience. We had that before a few times, but I recall one time we went to the Football Hall of Fame. You remember that for your 10th birthday? Man, we had a great time. How you tore my camera up? Remember how you tore my camera up? I was mad. But we had a great time, yes, indeed. And we encourage our listeners, to get involved with this. If you know any children that you think would be willing to learn and want to learn to do this, by all means, give us a call. Give me a call directly, 614-354-2201. We will schedule an interview the child, and figure out which avenue we want to put them in first. Rashad, you had to take basically a crash course and learn. You kind of done a little bit of all three phases, haven't you, son? Promotions and, not production just yet, but you're learning it. We're going to get you there. But you're definitely doing a bang up job on the broadcast side, my brother. So let's talk some sports. You love basketball. You made that clear. Who you got in the finals? We got Cleveland and Golden State playing right now, and we're gonna get ready to get out of here in a little bit. But who you got in the finals? Who you like, man?
Right now, I'm really not going for anybody. I'm just a basketball fan watching a basketball game, enjoying it like that, and just sitting back. My team's not in it. I'm an Oklahoma City Thunder fan, and, you know, my team's not in it, so I really don't have anybody to go for. I would like the Warriors to win to represent the West Coast. Yes, sir. Who are you going
for? I don't know how you became a Oklahoma Thunder fan when, you know, we are Detroit Pistons fans. I don't understand that. I don't know where that came in. But, you know, it's your thing. Do what you want to do, brother. I ain't mad. You know the teams that you're forbidden to root for. We're not going to even give them any shine by saying their name.
No, sir.
We're going to say that school on High Street in Columbus, Ohio. We'll say it like
that.
I don't have a dog in this fight. I'm like you. I want to see a good game. I'm enjoying the young talent that's out there. I think there's a lot of it. You know, LeBron is a beast. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. You know, we got a lot of talent out there, and so I'm really enjoying it. And I just want to see a good battle, and not a blowout. You know what I mean? But I'm like you.
Exactly.
I would like to see Golden State win. But if LeBron wins for Cleveland, it'll be a great story. That's really what they want. Because that's going to promote the NBA. It's all about promotions, and that's what you'll learn, especially doing this, taking this session in the academy. It's all about promotions and how you promote your thing, getting people's attention, you know, using every avenue that's available to you, and that's very important. Tell me, son, what is it you want to be when you finish college, you know, when you get into college? What are your plans for your future? So why don't you share that with me?
Yes, sir. This is after a lot of research and a lot of thinking. I decided that I really would like to be going to advertising and, you know, really focus on marketing. That's what I really want to major in. And yes, sir, I've done a lot of research, especially at the school that I plan on going to. They have a good marketing major, and I think that'd be good for me, yes, sir.
All right. Now, with a marketing degree, what do you plan on doing with that?
Well, I feel like I could do a whole lot of things. I feel like if I decided to own my own business, I would already know so much as to how to get my name out there, and as far as commercials, and the best way to go about, you know, promoting yourself. I think that'd be a great thing. And also, I could help promote, you know, WMLR and other things like that. Yes, sir.
And you're going to learn all of that right here at the WMLR Children of the Sun Youth Broadcasting Academy in our promotion side. That's a very vital and very important part. And I'm thorough with it. My son will tell you I don't play around when it comes to promotions. And I'm getting better with it. I'm learning as I do it as well. And so it's going to be a joy to be able to teach our children to be able to do that so that they can own their own businesses and create jobs. I don't want my son to go to school just to get good grades, just so he can go to college and get good grades and then get a marketing degree with great grades and end up working for somebody else's marketing firm. I want him to create his own marketing firm. I want him to create jobs for his people, as well as other people that need it. But we got to look out for our people first. And there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody else does that. It's time for us to start doing that. How do you think? What are some ways you think, son, that we can be more unified as a people? What are some steps we could start taking, in your opinion?
Yes, sir. I feel like we need to just come together, stop all the violence within our own culture. With black-on-black violence needs to stop. I feel like other races can't respect us as a race if we are constantly killing each other or disrespecting each other. And that's how unity. That's how we gain our respect, and in turn, we'll be able to unify. Yes, sir.
Okay. And I think, do you think that, do you agree with the notion that in order for us to do that, let me ask you like this. In order for us to do that, what can we change first? That's a broad answer for us to unify. That's like a dream. That's the ultimate goal. What can we do first to start taking the steps toward that goal, though?
I feel like it's about knowledge of yourself, of your history, of where we come from. A lot of people think that it all started with slavery, like there was nothing before that, and that's not the case. But as you said, that is a broad answer, and unfortunately, we are running out of time. And, you know, like you told me that time will fly while you're doing this, and I see that it has. Yes, sir. And I just want to, you know, wrap it up really fast. Thank everybody for listening and calling in. I appreciate this is my first show, and I'm very happy about it. You know, I had some nerves, but we worked through them. I'd like to thank my dad for helping me through it. Yes, sir.
Well, before we get out of here, let me give them the rundown real quick, just so that they know WMLR, More Like Radio, is working hard to bring you the best in quality style radio right here on Blog Talk, where we prepare. It's not just about the topic, but it's about the presentation, and that's what we want to express. We're not trying to be better than anybody. We just want to be the best at what we do and do it the best way we know how to do it, and that's to bring you the quality. And we do appreciate you for supporting this. And, again, we are really urging you to get the babies involved. Call me up. Let's get it rolling. Let's get the ball rolling. This is free. The only thing you need is the internet, a phone, and a child with a creative mind and the willingness to learn. That's all you need. Now, before we go, we got a caller on the line. Let's bring this caller in at 0240. You're live on the air with the WMLR. As a matter of fact, you're our first caller at the WMLR, Children of the Sun Youth Broadcasting Academy. Welcome. Who are you and where are you calling from? 0240, you're on the air.
Yes, my name is Darius Woods, and I'm 18, and I'm currently about to be an upcoming freshman at University of Memphis, and I just wanted to give the young man that was on the air just give his gratitude and his props because he did a good job, being he's only 16, and so I just wanted to let you know you did a good job.
Thank you. I appreciate that. This is my first show.
Thank you, young Darius.
No problem.
Awesome. Now, Darius, what are your plans for your future, young man? You say you're going to Memphis. Did I hear that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What are you going to study at the university? That's a good school, too, by the way.
Well, there are two different pathways I plan on taking. One of them will either be engineering, or the other one will be like in sports, sports science, sports and leisure management. So either one of those, if I go sports leisure management, then I'd probably be a coach or like a scout or something like that. And if I do engineering, it'd be like petroleum engineering or not just the typical mechanical engineering, because there's many other options to engineering than just working on cars, and you get paid a lot more for the basically taking risk and dealing with dangerous property. So you get paid.
Yes, indeed. That's an excellent field. We definitely need more kings, more of our young kings going into that field, man. I wish you the best. And you keep studying, brother. And as I told my son, make sure you're studying outside of what you're learning in these school systems as well. There's a lot of information that they won't tell you about who you are. You are great, and there's nothing you can't do because you have that power in you called melanin, young king. And we wish you the best, and we thank you for being the first caller ever. This is history we're making tonight. Isn't that right, Ansu?
Yes, sir. You'll go down in history as the first caller. And I appreciate that.
That's right, and we appreciate it. And, brother, if you think about maybe going into the field of broadcasting, you know, maybe not doing it on the air, but if you do, call me up. call me up, man. Give me a call. The information is on the event page. We do encourage you all to check out the event page as well. And we thank you, young brother. All right, you take care and have a great night.
All right, thanks.
All right, Hotep, young Darius Foote. I like that. See, that's what I'm talking about. Look, the phone lines just started lighting up as soon as we left out. But I got to bring this one in because I know who this is. 2499. Hotep Clean, it's none other than Lisa Daniels, program director here at WMLR More Life Radio. Hotep Clean.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Who's calling? What's your name?
My name's Kaylisa Kaiser. I just wanted to congratulate you on your first show.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's Lisa. Well, that's little mama right there. I love her voice. Well, thank you so much for calling in, sweetheart. I hope you enjoyed the show.
Okay. Thank you.
And we need to get thanks. You on the radio. Listen at that voice. We need to get her on the air, don't we, Aunt Sue?
Yes, I agree.
We give her a little segment and let her do her thing. She'll shine like the star she is. All right, we got one more call we're going to take, son. 0240. Did we just take that one? That's the one we just took, right?
Yes.
Okay, callers, make sure you hit the number one when you go out. That way we don't get you confused and we can allow others to come in. And, all right, we're going to get ready, son. You said you were ready to shut it down, so I guess we'll go ahead and close it out. Let me do the rundown. So tomorrow, of course, if you've been listening, we've got a show that's incredible. We call it the More Music Monday. We want you to check it out. Tomorrow we're doing the 70s Sound Throwdown. That's right. We're going to party right here at WMLR tomorrow night, 70s style. So get your Afro picks out, get your bell bottoms, get your platforms. Can you dig that? Well, then right on. All right, it's tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at WMLR. Tuesday night, our cornerstone program, More Talk with myself and Felicia Daniels. We are bringing the heat. We always bring you the topics that matter. The issues that matter. Our format is very simple. We bring you the information. We bring you the resources. We offer a solution or our opinions, and we always encourage you to study and research on your own. We are not about building followers at WMLR. We want listeners, but we want listeners that want to be leaders. And if we can help that's what we're about right here, nation building at its finest. That's Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on WMLR Live. Make sure you tune in, all right? Go to the page, set a reminder. Do what you have to do to, you know, just to remind yourself. We want you to join in and take a listen. Then Wednesday, we have the show Key to Life. It's our metaphysical show, a dynamic show done by the goddess Monique Nubia Sunshine. She'll be in the building at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Wednesday night, check the fan page, if you will, for flyers and the other times. Or you can do the math. All of our listeners are intelligent, so y'all can do the math. I know you can. All right, right on. All right. And then, let's see, Saturday, we got, man, I'm telling you, I love how it's shaping up, Rashawn. We've got some incredible shows. Saturday is Mothers Know Best, a show that we're very proud of, just like we are of the Academy. With Mothers Know Best, it is for the moms, about the mom. Real mother issues, hosted by real mothers, God queens, Felicia Daniels, and Living in Harmony. Make sure you join us Saturday afternoon. That one's 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Central, and 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, so make sure you tune in and get that knowledge. Those ladies are bringing it. They're both brilliant, both bright. They're fine, and they nation build. Can you dig that? Woo! All right. And then Sunday, son, well, no, that's right. We'll be back here on the, when are 28th. We coming back, son, again? Okay,
June
go ahead
28th,
and tell them about
my
what you
birthday.
Got coming up.
Yes, sir, June 28th, that's the next More Talk, not excuse me, that's the next Children of the Sun episode, yes, sir. my birthday, June 28th. Make sure you tune in. It's going to be a big show. Got a lot planned for it. And I just hope everybody's there.
See, now look, we've got two more callers. You know, this WMLR is about the people, so we got to take these callers, son. I know you're trying to get out and watch the game, but we're going to make it. Don't worry. Let's take these callers real quick, all right? The first caller we have, 5324. You're on the air with the WMLR, Children of the Sun, Youth Broadcasting Academy. Welcome. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Hotep, my beautiful family. This is Dr. Jamila L. Bay. Hey, hey.
Dr. Say, Hotep Queen, how are you?
Oh, I am so proud right now. I am busting bubbles over here because, Ansa, you're doing your thing, baby. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
So very proud, baby. Thank you for doing what you do. I just wanted to let you know I was listening. I'm proud, and I will continue to listen to anything you do.
Thank you. I give 110%. I'm just happy that people listen to it, and hopefully I'm influenced by it. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Well, baby, you keep doing what you do. I'm proud of you. You are awesome. And listen, you are the future, baby. Do what you do.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
I hope everything is well with you. You sound great, and you know, I'm ecstatic anytime you call in, so I'm really thankful for the support. Thank you, Queen, so much.
Thank you, brother, for giving the children a platform to be able to reach out and do what they do, to shine bright. These are the star seeds, and that's what they're supposed to be doing. So guess what? You're doing an amazing job, and I thank you for putting out this first show. And so you did great, baby. Awesome.
Thank you.
Job.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Hotep Queen, rest well tonight. We'll talk soon.
Hotep, thank you.
All right. And we appreciate Dr. Jamila L. Bay, a holistic practitioner. The lady is so deep, deeper than Atlantis and blacker than the Ace of Spades. Can you dig that? We appreciate her. We got one more call, Ansu. Caller with the last four digits, 2010. You're live on the air with the Children of the Sun Youth Broadcasting Academy, our first night. Hotep, who's calling? You sound like you're ready.
Hotep to you. My name is Sister Eugenia, and I'm calling to dovetail on what Dr. Jamila just said. Yes, you are awesome. And I am an old schooler, but you are doing what you need to do and what is good for we. I want to just say congratulations. And I'm getting ready to get into bed, but I had to call and say I heard most of it, but the phone is acting up, so I didn't hear all of the show. But congratulations to both of you. And to you, young man, congratulations. And I look forward to hearing more programs also. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Queen. Rest well. Yes, indeed. June 28th. That's right. June 28th. We'll be back. Thank you so much. Rest well, Queen. We appreciate the love, the warm words. We really do. Ansu, how does that make you feel, whether or not you got some callers, you generated some listeners tonight? How are you feeling, man?
I think it's just positive affirmation. I think, you know, it really helped me out. You know, it's being my first show. It really was giving me a little confidence going into not next week, but the week after next. I'm just really happy about it.
Yep. And what's the key thing you learned about doing this? It takes what?
A whole lot of preparation and dedication. Yes, sir.
There you go. All right. Now, I did the rundown, brother. It's on you. What you want to do? Go ahead and wrap it up. Send us home. I want to thank everybody for calling. Remember, as I always tell you, and I tell you out of love, and remember, if whenever you feel like you're nearing the end of your rope, tie a knot, keep hanging, and keep remembering that it ain't nobody bad like you. All right, Ansu, it's on you, brother. Go ahead and take us home.
Yes, sir. I just want to say one thing. This is sort of something that I live by, and it's like it takes the same amount of time to just get through something as it does to work hard and prepare and get through it. Yes, sir. Those are my closing statements, and I want to wish everybody a good night. Thank you for joining us for the inaugural show of Children of the Sun Youth Broadcasting Academy
It's the WMLR, Children of the Sun Youth Broadcasting Academy, exclusively More Life Radio, real radio on a Blog Talk platform.
The world is young. It may cause concern, it's why don't you listen and learn? That once was strong,
but you see,
even that's turned wrong.
Hey,
it's cool to look bummy and be a dumb dummy and disrespect your mommy.
Have you forgotten
who put you on this earth, huh?
Who put you outside?
And who loved you since your birth? Reward is a brainwashed kid going wild. Young little girls already have a child.
Bad company.
Hey, now you've been framed.
Your parents are hurted.
Hurted and ashamed.
For ruining yourself.
And your mommy can't cope. Hey, little kids, don't follow these dopes.
As a rule from a non-fool.
Your life don't drool. Don't be a fool like those that don't go to school.
Get ahead
and accomplish things. You'll see the wonder and the joy life brings.
Don't admire these.
Hey, they don't admire you. Their time's limited, hard rock too. So listen, be strong, scream whoopee-doo. Go for yours, cause dreams come true.
And you'll make your mommy
so proud of you too.
And this is the message
that the ruler you know, Rick threw, you know, and it's true.
You know what?
Kid, walk straight, master your high.
Why?
Because you make your family cry. And all jokes aside, are you in good health?
Hey, little boy.
Now have you really checked yourself? You're a disgust. You know someone that I can't trust. You'd
steal my welfare.
And you'd run and buy some dust and
lunch.
Big shot, you're not. Your friends are talking and I'm hearing that your girls are what? You didn't know? Go steal and rob.
And while you're
go get a suit for a job. You see, you're acting like this urge is demanding.
Come on, wake up.
Have some understanding. Society's a weak excuse for a man.
It's time for the
Bible. Now it's time to take the stand. Believe it or not, the Lord still shines on you. He
guides you.
And he watched you as you grew. Plus,
at the age of
a little child, that's true. But folk your age don't act like you do. So
be mature.
And put the boy to a halt.
And if you're over 18,
I wish you'd act like an adult.
Don't live in a world
of hate, hate, hate.
Put yourself together
and get yourself straight.
Men don't steal.
Hey, most don't borrow.
And if you smoke crack,
your kids will smoke crack tomorrow.
So be more mature.
And kids, do your chores.
Make your own money.
Hey, be proud, that's yours.
You know why? Cause that's a man.
That's brains, no spice.
Staying out of trouble.
When it comes inside.
And a man never loses a fight.
In God's sight, cause righteous laws are overdue. And this is the message that the ruler Rick threw. And it's true.
Radio, real radio on a Blog Talk platform.